In the last few minutes, I've talked about why a real-time pipeline adds value to people measurement. It isn't because real-time analytics is especially compelling. It's because there are a host of operational applications for real-time people measurement that supplement and sometimes dominate the value from analytics. Today, I want to describe the mechanics of alerting and work through the range of alerting options that people measurement data presents to give you a sense of how rich this type of data can be. Alerting starts with the digital map of the space. Well, everything in people measurement is based on the digital map. Of course, you can do alerts on an entire space, and those alerts are typically occupancy or perimeter detection, because there isn't much else interesting at the level of the whole space. The vast majority of alerts work on subsections of that total space. Those subsections can be any smaller area defined on the digital map. They can be a single grid point, typically a 1 foot by 1 foot area. They can be a store section, the area around a display, a room, a functional area like a walkway, a queue area. They don't even have to be contiguous. Once you've defined a space, you can set rules to generate a variety of alerts. You can alert based on occupancy, total usage, entry or exit, dwell time, stars ratio, even complex variables like time without an interaction. Combining a generalized mapping system and a generalized alerting system lets people operationalize alerting in a huge variety of situations. You can handle any kind of occupancy management for an entire building, a meeting room, an office space, a parking lot floor, even a hospital waiting room. You can take advantage of the total usage alerts to do maintenance scheduling for restrooms and conference rooms. You can use features like alert on entry or exit to do perimeter monitoring, but you can also use them to queue associates when shoppers enter a high-value area or leave a line. Alerting on dwell times or stars ratios lets you do dynamic allocation of associates or detect potential service issues. Alerting based on interaction times or timed interaction lets you tailor on-site servicing strategies and optimize personalization. It pretty much works for any space or subspace where you need to alert on how crowded it is, how much it's been used, how long people have been there, who's there, and what people have done inside the area. That's pretty damn universal. Combining flexible space mapping and generalized alerting lets a single system cover loss prevention, marketing, and operational needs across a wide variety of industries and applications. Airports can schedule restroom refreshes, stores can implement dynamic associate allocations, and offices and gyms can provide real-time availability updates, all with the same underlying capability. There is one really important use case I haven't mentioned, and that's queue management. It turns out that effective queue management requires some additional types of both metadata and alerting rules that aren't so easy to generalize. I'll talk about those extended queue management alerting capabilities in my next minute. Thanks for listening.